From NPR News, this is Day to Day. China loves U.S. Treasury bonds. In fact, the Chinese government has the largest foreign exchange reserves in the world, some $1.2 trillion. Treasury bonds are pretty safe, and they only yield a fairly modest return. So now China is making some big purchases in the private sector. The country has announced it's investing some $3 billion in the U.S. private equity firm Blackstone Group. Marketplace's Amy Scott joins us now. And Amy, to put it just, not too finely, but why should we care about this?
Well, a couple of reasons. One is that it's a huge deal for Blackstone. This is one of the world's largest private equity firms. It makes its money buying large companies and taking them private. But Blackstone itself is actually preparing to go public, meaning its shares will be traded on the stock market. And China's investment comes as part of that initial public offering. It's predicted to be among the top 10 U.S. IPOs, by the way. And this deal not only gives Blackstone $3 billion to play with, it also helps the firm expand its presence in China, which is something it's been anxious to do. Having the Chinese government as a partner certainly doesn't hurt.
And what does China get out of it?
Well, as you mentioned, China holds massive foreign reserves, about $1.2 trillion worth right now. And a large part of that is invested in U.S. Treasury bonds. You mentioned they're stable investments, but the returns are pretty modest. Recently, China announced it was creating a new state corporation to explore other kinds of investments. I spoke with Colin Bladen, who directs Dartmouth College's Private Equity Research Center. He says China is looking for higher returns.
So I think they looked around and said, where are we going to get return on this capital? And they, like everybody else, have noticed the extraordinary performance of private equity over the last 2 years and are placing their bet there.
Now, analysts have noted that this deal seems structured to avoid any political backlash. You may remember when the Chinese oil company CNOOC was thwarted in its efforts to buy the American company Unocal. In the Blackstone case, China won't have any voting rights, and the value of the deal is small enough that it doesn't require approval by the U.S. government. And it also allows China to invest in U.S. companies with an American partner.
Well, if China is moving away, though, from U.S. Treasury bonds, is that not a good thing for us and for the economy?
Well, there has been some concern that the dollar would suffer if China, dramatically reduced its investment in U.S. bonds. But analysts I've spoken to don't expect that to happen, at least not suddenly enough to trigger a crisis. But, this new investment fund is estimated to be worth as much as $400 billion, which would, in a sense, create, enormous hedge fund. So wherever it decides to invest that money could certainly cause some ripple effects.
Well, thank you, Amy. That's Amy Scott of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.